We're on 14b at the bottom. And we're trying to figure out when somebody sells somebody land, or and it turns out they're not the owner. And the person who went on the land made improvements on the land. And he can't keep the land because it really belongs to someone else, but he put money into the land. And so the question is, is he able to get that back? Is the buyer who bought land didn't do a good title search, and it turns out that it was really somebody else's land. So how does he get that? And that is called shvach, that he's increased the value. He's improved. I think they call it improvements. So does he get back the improvements, or is it like tough luck? I mean, sometimes he bought stolen land, and he put money into it. Is that included in the liability of the one that sold it to him, or did he buy it without liability? How does that work exactly? That is the question. We noted that it's interesting, the one who gets the real owner doesn't necessarily have to pay him for it. That's what it sounded like. In other words, the one who actually owned the land and now is getting it back, so the one he's going to get it back from is the one who stole it and stole it to him, but not the one who's getting it. And we were discussing that. Why is that so? Now, obviously, if the person says, I don't like these improvements, you know, you painted it this color, I don't like that color, or to me, it's not a value that you did X, Y, Z. But that's possible. But for the moment, the one who he would go to would be the one that sold it to him. The guy sold him this piece of land, and it turned out it was stolen, and now it got repoed. And the question is, can he go back to the thief in this case and get, can he make a claim or not? One of the reasons that we were reluctant to allow that claim is that basically he thought that he paid for land, and it turned out that he didn't pay for land. So he gave the thief his money, and now he's getting his money back. But he's being asked to be given more than his money back. And anytime you give someone money and you want more than your investment, more than the money you give them back, that looks like interest. And so we had a view before that even though technically you should be entitled to it, we don't want to do that because it looks like you gave him money and now you're demanding more money than you gave him. It's like you're charging him for the use of your money. And so that looks like interest, and that was a reason that we didn't want to that you couldn't do that in this case. So the question was, do we accept that or not? But that those were the issues raised yesterday.
Isn't an increase in the value of the land legitimate?
But so he doesn't. The you increased somebody else's land, okay? So, or someone else increased someone else's land, and that person now took their land back. And you want your complaint is to the person who said, you know, who you thought was selling it to you. So you're going to that person and saying, well, why did you sell me someone else's land? And so I put improvements in it. And so I want you to pay me not only the money that I gave you to purchase the land, I want you to give me more money back because I improved the land. And so we're not arguing that you should be entitled to it. We're arguing that that looks like interest. And so interest is such a, it's really interesting that it's not just a thou shall not. It's like a devastating avera. Like if somebody, not only can you not take interest, you can't even take the dust of interest. You know, it's like it's one of those sins that we avoid even the appearance of interest. So much so, if somebody borrows sugar and you give back extra sugar, you got to be careful. You don't want to pay back interest. Well, you loan me a cup of sugar, I'll give you a cup and a half. No, you're not supposed to do that. Even though you're grateful, you can, you know, because, but at any rate, that's part of the question. So Tashma, let's see who's right in this issue. So let's see, as far as how we hold, is that so Toshma, Lachilas Peres Ketzer. How does it work that somebody eats the fruits? So there's really another issue here. A field, depending on when you get it, may have a whole crop on it. So somebody sells you a field, and the crop is grown, and you eat all the fruits, and then the real owner shows up and takes it back. So who pays for that crop, the fruits that are gone? Like, it's a different time of year, but somebody ate those fruits. So somebody stole a field from his buddy. And now it's given back. So, and you want to get refunded, and you're going back to the robber. So that the item that he guaranteed you, this field, that you can get. You bought a field from him. You gave him money, and now the money isn't there, and you were trying to collect it from the robber. You can even go to some other fields that he had that were sold since you bought this field, because he guaranteed that. Now, where do you collect the peiros from? The fruits that are gone, God menechasim b'necharim. Those are collected from if he has any property on hand. So, hey, Kidami, what exactly is this case? I think I started explaining it going into the person on the return. Here we're just, we don't know the case yet. We know that somebody has a field that got taken away, and you need your money back, and you need your fruits back. So where does that come from? Ilema kediktani. If it is, what exactly is this case? If it is just the details that we listed. Gazlen meman govi. You can't usually collect from the robber. He's not somebody who you can, the robber can't go back and collect he has no claim against somebody over here. So clearly there's something else going on in this case. So Morris said you're right. What happened was he stole a field from somebody. And then he sold it to somebody. And that other person improved it. And we see that the person who improved it is getting refunded for his improvements. So this seems to, if you learn the case that way, again, which is, that's what we were starting with, this clearly seems to say that you do get refunded those improvements. Maybe you don't get them from a repo, you can't go back to old land, but you can, if he has money now, you can get the buyer can get a refund for his improvements. So this proves it. Amar Rava, no, that we might be talking about a different case. So what case would it be? No, it's a whole different case. You bought a field stolen full of fruits, va'ochos aperos, and then you went and the buyer ate the fruits, v'chofer, and he dug holes in it, he mined the minerals of the field. So ba nigzo ligvo, the one who was stolen from, wants to get his money back. So not only does we're not talking about the buyer. We thought we were talking about the buyer. We're talking, in other words, our question was, if you bought a stolen field and you improved it, do you get a refund? So that's what we thought we were talking about. No, we're not talking about the buyer who bought the stolen field. We're talking about the original owner, the nigzal, the one who had the field stolen from him. And we're talking about him being made whole. We're not talking right now. We're not worried about the buyer who bought the stolen field. We want to know the person who had the field stolen from him in the first place. So previously we just talked about like the field is there, you get it back. Now we're talking about the field was damaged. In fact, before the case was you got it back better than you sold it, right? You got it back with improvements. This is a whole different case. You go to get your field back and they butchered it. They dug holes in it. They ate all your fruits. So now we want to know how the nigzol, the person who had the money stolen from him, is going to get it back. So that's what we're talking about. Nigzol keren nechasim mishubanim, bo nigzol ligvos peiros, if he fruits, that he gets from nechor. So the bottom line is, this doesn't deal with our issue at all. We want to know if the buyer of the stolen goods, who by mistake put an investment in, proved it, does he get that back? In this case, it's talking about the nigzal, the original owner. And so we said, well, the original owner, what's there to get back? Just the field. No, no, no. They messed up his field. They ate his fruits. They damaged his field. That was the question. Okay, fine. That's one possibility. Rabbi Huna says, as we turn to today's page, Kigon Shenotu Masikim. What happened was the robber was the first, he stole your land, and then it got stolen from the robber. Serves him right. Rashi, Shenotu Masikim, Anisim Akum. Bandits, Gentile bandits, they took it from the one that stole it from you. So now you're stuck. The mafia has your land. You're not getting your land back from the mafia, but you should be able to go to the guy that kicked you off, the Jewish guy that kicked you off. So, bon nigzo ligvos. So, and you have a claim against him. He stole it from you. So he's supposed to give it back. He can't get it back because the mafia got it from him. He keeps a bad crowd. You know, he got his buddies, the mafia, Gentiles, they took it. And, you can't mess with them. So what do you do? So bon nigzo ligvos, karen gozmin chashim mishubadim. You can get your land back from even his property is lienable. He stole from you. You can get wherever you can. Bon nigzo ligvos perus, and the fruits, gozmin chashim mishubadim. So that's, again, we're talking about the nigzol. We're not talking about the person who bought it from the robber. We're talking about the original owner. So we have two different possibilities. Again, one case was the person who stole it damaged it. The other case was the person who stole it had it stolen from him. And so in both those cases, the nigzol, the one who the original owner is having trouble getting it back, and so that's what we're talking about. Rava, Loma, Karaba, Barhuna, so why didn't they like their different answers that each other gave? Why do we need two answers? So he didn't want to say, Harihu Yotsumi Tachas Yodo, but did Mashma. It implied that he's getting it back. So if you're learning, the mafia has it, he's not getting it back. So that's why he didn't like that. The wording implied that he's getting it back. Rabba Barhuna Loma Karaba Yotsumi Tachas Yodo Be'en Mashma. It implies that it's whole, not that it's full of holes and that they ate the fruits. So again, depending on which fits the words the best to explain the case. But either way, it has nothing to do with what we wanted it for, which is we wanted to know if the one who bought it stolen property by mistake did improvements, does he get it back? We're not even talking about that. We're talking about the original owner getting it back. And the only question was, what's the difficulty? Is it because the thief damaged it, or is it because it got stolen from the thief? Rav Ashi gives a third answer. He says, it's done in Kani. There's depends. Kigon shigozosan mechaver mole peros. It was, when it was sold, stolen, it was full of fruits. Ochos peros. And then they're a good-for-nothing robber, ate all your fruits. And then he sold your field. So bolokek ligvos karen. So when you want to get your field back, avinu chasu mishubadim, that you can even go back and get from his previous own properties. Ba nigzo ligvos peros, if you want to get your fruits, so that comes from nechorn. So this is the third answer. Do we like that answer? Do we not like that answer? So bein le rava barhuna milva pehu. This is like a loan. Meaning the fruits, this isn't written anywhere that he borrowed your fruits. He stole your land and then he helped himself to, he borrowed your fruits. It's a nice way of saying he borrowed your fruits. He ate them up and of course he's going to give them back. That you can't collect from Mishubanim. So so why would you be entitled to, it's true you want to sue him for eating your fruits, but how would you be able to collect? Normally, you can't collect from his properties for eating of the fruits. So, no, if you sued him in court and got then you could take that. And he sold it after he was given a judgment that he's got to pay back your fruits. That's why it's lienable. So then the Mora says, Yalki Perus Nami. So then not only the land, you should be able to get your fruits also. The answer was, no, you took him to court first to return your land. And then, v'lo ame bedin, but you didn't yet sue him for the fruits. So our what we're saying is this. This person had land stolen from him, and he wants the land back, but also on the land he had a whole crop that was there, and he wants the crop back also. But he only had time to sue him for the land. He didn't yet have, he's going to have to now bring proof that the crop was ready to harvest and it was worth X amount of money. That's like an additional litigation. Mm-hmm. And so he did one litigation and not the other. It's like an insurance claim, you know, it's a double claim. So the Gemara said, well, my piska. But isn't that strange? If he took him to court for stealing for his land, wouldn't he have at the same time gotten the crop? So the Gemara said, no. First, a person wants to get his land back. First, you know, get your cotton picking hands off my land, give it back. And then I'm going to try to work on the stuff that was on the land. I'll get that back too. Okay, the bottom line is, we thought we were going to find our case and bring a proof to it. When somebody buys stolen land by mistake and makes an improvement, does he get it back? And all of these cases have nothing to do with that. They're talking about the person get the nigzal, the one who had the land stolen from him, getting his land back. And we're dealing with a case that there's damages. Not only does he need the land back, he wants the fruits. He wants they dug holes in his land. And so these are different issues. Okay, fine. The bottom line is this: our issue is still up for grabs. That we're going to wait soon. We're going to solve. But do you get that improvements or not? Okay, let's wait for Amud Beis, but we'll get there. V'savar Shmuel okay megan les leishvach. Does Shmuel argue on this and say that you don't get the you don't get reimbursed for those improvements? It's not your fault. You bought it from him. He turned out he didn't own it. But why shouldn't you get? I mean, you weren't trying to break the law. You thought this was the owner. You bought the land. You put money into it. Why don't you get it? Amalei de Shmuel hold that. So Amalei Shmuel levchina barshilas emlech v'kasav shufra shvachu aperi. He told Rev Shmuel. Rev Shmuel told Rev Chanina barshilas, who was a scribe. He said, you should check when you do your, how do I know he was a scribe? Rashi tells it, Ukina Barshila, Sofer Hayu, he was a scribe. So let's do the next Rashi too, by the way. Emloch means ask. Kesha'ata Kosev Shtar, we had this before, that the scribe, we had this before where the scribe left out whether you meant to put a lien on your property for the loan. The scribe is supposed to ask certain questions when he writes the document. Emloch kesh'ata kosev shtar, when you write a document, hemloch b'mokra, ask the seller, im yikabo olav, does he agree, is he accepting responsibility to allow the buyer, mishapir nechosev, to collect from the best of his property, keren v'shvach v'pri, im yitimenu. What kind of guarantees is he giving? So in other words, when you write a bill of sale, and the seller takes responsibility to deliver the goods that he's selling, and he's basically selling, if you have any problem, I will reimburse you for this piece of land. So ask him, what kind of responsibility is he taking? There's different levels of responsibility. So Bamai, what's this case? So E Bebalchov, if we're talking about somebody owed a debt, Mi esle peri. If somebody repos your land, is he entitled to take your fruits? Valmoshmu balchod gavis the shvach. He can collect the land shvach in avol peris lo, but he doesn't get fruits. Are you entitled if you take hold of somebody's land to pay you back? That doesn't mean you can take his fruits. That's a separate thing. Alalav, so clearly the case is Belokeach Migazlin, that the guy bought it from a robber, and now the original owner is trying to get his money back, and he's getting the buyer is getting paid for what was stolen. So we have proof over here. It sounds like Shmuel agrees. that the one who bought from the Gozlin does get reimbursed for his improvements. So we have a contradiction. We said that Shmuel said that if you add improvements to the land, you're never going to see that back. And here it sounds like you do. No, the case is the robber who's going to pay you back isn't going to pay you money. He's going to pay you land. What was the issue? Somebody sells you a piece of land for $100,000, and then you put $10,000 worth of improvements into the land. And now it turns out he never owned the land. So you go to him quickly, give me my $100,000 back. And you say, but I need more than that. Give me $110,000. And we said, that looks like interest. So, and that really, I'm entitled to 110, but I can't take it because I don't want to do something that looks like I'm asking for more money than I gave you. But the case is, he's not paying me in money. He's paying me with a piece of land. So if he's paying with a piece of land, so I gave you 100,000, I'm going to collect a piece of property from you worth 110,000. That doesn't look like interest. Interest is when I give you money and I get back more money than I gave. I paid you 100,000 and I invested 10,000. And so you owe me 110,000 worth of goods. So if I take goods, that doesn't look like interest. And so Kigon Shiesh Lo Karka, he has Karka.
They're not really querying whether he should get reimbursed for the improvements he made, though. They're only
He should get reimbursed, but because it looks like interest, there's a view that he can't.
Right.
But if you're collecting land, then he could. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Right, but okay. There's not a question whether he should be reimbursed.
That's not a question. He should be.
Yeah.
But there's a problem in reimbursing him in money.
Money, because it looks like ribbon.
So no problem. We can take stuff away from him to cover the... In other words, he can't take cash from... You paid him $100,000. You can't take $110,000 back. That's ribbon. So take something else back. Right. So that solves the dilemma if you learn like that. So does that solve the ribbon problem if you take back more land? He says it depends. Over there... It's in a case of a loan, maybe you can't do it, but for a sale, you could. We're getting into the laws of ribbis, which we'll spend much more time on in about a month. We'll get to the chapter of ribbis. The case is when you bought the land from this guy, who turned out not to be the actual owner, he agreed to cover any expenses you're going to put in the land. And so in that case, everybody agrees that he has to pay. It doesn't look like interest. Rashi shekana miyado, ala shvach, tahavile mechuyu b'shas hamecher. As soon as he sold it, he's agreeing to cover your expenses. Kodim sheyesh skar hamtanas mos. It's not that you're charging him for, I paid you the money and now I'm taking back more than I paid. I paid you the money and I let you know that for me to take this land, I need to invest X amount of money. And you said, no problem, I'll pay you back. So since it was agreed on ahead of time, that doesn't look like interest. If you, somebody charges $100,000 and you pay them back, and then 6 months later, you get your money back and you ask for more. That looks like interest. But if when you gave him the money, you told him, now I'm going to invest in the land, then I expect that back if I have any problems, that solves the interest problem. In other words, before you do the improvements, you let him know that if there are any problems later, I expect you to pay it. So then it's not an interest problem. That's an answer number two. Does that help? By a loan, maybe not. But in other words, you can't loan somebody money and say, I expect to get more money than I borrowed. That doesn't help. But you could, over here where there's a sale and the sale falls off, you could do that. Okay. The bottom line is, we didn't fully solve this issue of the interest, although we found some other ways that you can get around that had it been spoken out earlier that you could get payment for what you put into the land. Gufa, let's look at this some more. Gufa Amar Shmuel Bal Chayv Gavis Eshvach. He says that you could collect the improvements. Omar Rava Teida Shekin Kasalo Mochelo Keach. If you look in, he says that the seller includes that in his words. He says, and now we're quoting the Aramaic. Anu Akam VeAshri VeAtki VeAmrik Zvini Alin. I will guarantee that this sale is a good sale. Va'amalein Shvachin VeIkam, and I'll reimburse you for anything. VeSavi Zvina Dinan VeKiba Olai.
This is the second case that we just. The second.
This is another case, right? Where everything was written and it had it all in writing. There are people that don't do anything unless it's all in writing, and so it does. It's a pain in the neck, but at least it's all there, and
no
so
surprises.
No surprises. Omalei Rivkia Barava the Rava Elamiata Matanid Lo Kasa Behachi. All right, what if you gave somebody a gift, and he thought, and it turned out that you gifted him stolen property. And then he put investments in the property. Do you mean to say that you don't get that back? Yeah, I guess not. Is it better when it's a gift than when it's sold? Yeah, it is. Yafa v'yafa, it is better. Let's bring a proof to Mar Shmuel. Of Huna Chavrin and our buddy Huna. It's funny to say our buddy Huna is Rev Huna, but Mukim Le Bamili Achrina, he learns it's talking about something else. The Tanya, Hamocha Sada L'Chavero. You sold somebody a field, and guess what? It wasn't yours. Varu Yotzim Itachaz Yadu, Keshu Goiva, and he wants a refund, Govis Akerim Menachasim Mishubadim. So he's coming after you for his money back, and he's also going to get his improvements, Vishvako Menachasim Menachorin. For who? That's how we learned it, because we hold that you get refunded for your improvements. But our buddy Huna, he didn't learn it like that. He learned it's a whole different case, where you bought it from a robber. Tanya Idach, as another source, learned it like this. You sold a field to somebody, and he bought it, and he made improvements. And it turns out you owed money, and he takes it away. So now he wants to be refunded for his improvements. So now we're dealing with a different issue. He claims that his improvements made it worth much more. Do you look at the value that the improvements made, or did you look at the expense that he made to do the improvements? In other words, he did XYZ to the land, and now the land is worth more than the cost of those improvements. But now, unfortunately, the land got taken away. Do you owe him the increase in value because of those improvements? Or do you just owe him his expenses? That's the question. Mm-hmm. So, Kish, when you collect, so ima shvach yoser yitzia, if the increase in value is more than what he put out, notos shvach mi balakarka. You take the owner of the land has to pay you for his increase in value. And if it's just a lender, somebody owed money, then you just get the expenses. Whereas if he spent more money than it's worth, sometimes you spend a lot of money and it doesn't, it just doesn't increase the value that much. So then all he does is he gets.
So the Goslin could.
Shar Shvach. He's only going to get the increase in value. Yeah.
The guy that stole the property could. Is this? I'm just making sure I got this in my head. Could steal the property, do an improvement that cost $10,000 to the property.
Well, usually he then sold it, and the unwitting buyer is the one who did the improvement.
Okay. Right. So the unwitting buyer does an improvement of $10,000. But makes the property worth $20,000 more.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
That's right. And so now we're wondering.
When he gets a refund, right? Who gets? That's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, I see. So, I see the case now. Okay.
So that would be the.
It's almost similar to, a little tangential, but similar to a case that I just recently learned, that if a person steals truma and then gives that truma to another individual, he pays his employees with the truma. And those employees eat the truma, not knowing that it was truma. Mm-hmm. There's a whole question, who pays the homesh, who pays the double, who pays the kanas, and the people that bought it unknowingly, like the guy who bought the field here. is in that same similar situation.
Yes, yes, yes. In other words, there's a real confusion how to get fully reimbursed. There are different places to look, is what you're saying, and there are different ways to value what is it that you got. Is it that you just have to reimburse him for the money, or no, the money actually made the field worth more, and so you should have to pay for that increase in value.
It's interesting how Chazal took the concept and then spread it in all these different cases.
Yeah, that's correct.
Which was similar.
So Ella, Hotzi Shir Shvach Mi Balcho. If you get the one who has the debt, he has to pay the increase in value, according to that. All right. Now, the Gemara says, and how does Shmuel learn it? This was how Rav Huna learned it. But how does Shmuel learn it? Ibelokeach mi gazlin. If he learns that you bought it from the robber and you got to give it back, well, first, what about the first case where you said you don't? Damar Shmuel lokeach gazlin lesle shvach. Here we said you do get reimbursed if you buy it from the robber. I mean, it could be the lesson is you have to do tight. You have to be careful who you buy from. In other words, if you buy stolen goods and you improved it, so why should you take a loss? The answer is maybe you should be more careful who you buy property from. Iba balchov, and if we're talking about it's not stolen goods, it's somebody collecting a debt. Kashuresha, v'seif. It's kashuresha. Then the first case would be difficult where we said you don't get the improvements. So I'm just pointing out that if you buy stolen goods, it could be you don't get improvements. Whereas if you're just collecting land that's owed to you, maybe you would get improvements. Those are two different scenarios. One is where a person bought stolen land and made improvements, and one is where land was repoed and there were improvements. V'sefer damar Shmuel bal chov gavaz ha-shvach, and that's the second case is about the collecting the loan. Or ibo seimul akeg migazlin kigon shiyesh lo karka, or some of the answers we gave before. You're going back to the robber to pay you, and it won't look like interest because you're going to collect land. Or inami shekano miyado, or as we said before, he agreed to pay you ahead of time for your improvements. Or ibo seimul balchov, or you could learn, really, now we're going to try a brand new answer. So the previous answers, again, there's a little bit of a contradiction here based on how you hold whether you have a right, the one that made the improvements on the stolen land to a refund, and this sounded like you did. So one answer was that you're getting your refund not in money, which would look like interest, you're getting refunded for your improvements by taking land. That was one way to solve it. Or Bishikona Miyata, or you said at the very beginning that if I have trouble, I'm planning on investing in the land, I want you to guarantee that you'll not only pay me for the land, but whatever I put into it. And so then it doesn't look like interest. Or Iboy Seba Balchova, really we're talking about a debt. Lokasha, Kan Bishvach Magilak Safim, the Kan Bishvach Shain Magilak Safim. Maybe it depends whether or not the increase in value, you'd be able to get that value immediately, or it was just long-term. There's different kinds of improvements. There's an improvement that you planted all these seeds and you have a much bigger crop. That's called, it reaches the shoulders. It's ready to collect. So then you're entitled to a refund. And then there's long-term benefits. Oh, I weeded your land. This land has much more potential now than I did. So long-term investments, you know, that's much harder to collect. But short-term, in the short term, you can get cash right away because of what I did. Maybe you could collect that. There's certain, so it comes out that improvements, there's different kinds of improvements. There's improvements that reach the shoulders, meaning that they bring in instant cash. He can't deny that to you. And then there's long-term improvements, which are a little harder to get anywhere with. The Gemara says, yeah, but what do you mean? Shmuel said you could collect on that. So more lo kasha, how the masabe kashir ara v'shvach. Well, sometimes the amount owed equals the increase in value of the land plus the when the original owner took it back, and we made him out to be a bad guy because he's taking the land back plus the improvements. But guess what? Maybe he was owed that. And so it's like the bank. When the bank wants to take it back, their claim is, we're not even being made whole. What do you mean? We should pay you for what you did to the land. There was, our expenses are much greater. we had to pay money to confiscate this land. So it's we're entitled to it because our expenses are greater. That means that the amount owed was as great as the land with the improvements. And the case where you don't keep the improvement, the lo masabe ela kashir ara, where you own the yayiv le shvak, then you got to pay the improvements umisalakle and get them off. So the more the wants to know, can you let's say they're trying to take the land away, and the land was worth 100,000, and you put 50,000 in the land, so now it's worth 150. So why don't we just have you pay? Can you? The buyer who bought the stolen property, not so much the stolen. Let's talk about the case where you bought from the guy that owed money, and now the land is being taken away because of the lien, and you had put improvements in the land. Can you just pay the lien instead of losing your improvements? Why can't you just pay his tax bill and keep it? Is that an option or not? In the case, we're going back and forth, and hopefully not getting too confused. One is that it's a case of a robber that sold stolen land, and one is a case of a debtor who sold land that he really didn't have to sell because he owed money. In other words, he had land, but that land was meshubed to pay his debt. And so you bought the land from him, and you put improvements, and then all of a sudden the bank shows up and say, that guy that sold you the land, that land was meshubed to pay us. So now our question is, would you be able to tell the bank, I'll pay the loan back, just let me keep the land and the improvements? So the Gemara said, that works if you say, if the buyer can afford to pay off the debt, then the other guy isn't going to get your improvements because he's only entitled to his money back. He can't... He waited till you built this whole building, and then he takes the land back with the building on it. You know,
he's paying twice, though, isn't he? He's paying twice because he'll pay off the loan plus he paid the person that sold.
Yeah, that's correct. But this way, at least he keeps his improvements.
Okay. Yeah.
And he'll go get the money for his land back from the guy that sold it him. But meanwhile, he'll keep his improvements. You're right. If he's never going to see anybody back, then he's paid twice. That's correct. That's right. Why can't he say, if I had the money, I would get rid of you. So at least give me a piece of the land to cover my improvements. Now that I don't have the money, you should let me keep a part of the land that covers my improvements. The problem here is that the land itself was an aputiki. It was clearly the lender had the right to collect the whole thing. So then the one that had the land and made the improvements is kind of stuck. Okay. Hikur bosh enu shalo. What about, we're going to have to leave this for tomorrow. Okay. I don't know. Either we'll have a Super Friday or we'll have to catch up on Shabbos. Okay. Have a good day, everybody. Be well.
Thank you very much.
Sure.